LA is definitely defining its own voice in barbecue. Of course, many of us are emulating what the boys are doing in Central Texas. But after some time under the LA sun, we are going to develop our own regional voice.
Back to 720 WGN high, well, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but actually live on site here at what has become the premier barbecue and music festival when it comes to country in the country with Windy City Smokeout here after 1 year hiatus because of the pandemic, and excited to always bring not only the best talent in country music here, but also the best talent in barbecue, and excited to have one of those guys in that team photo here with us coming all the way out from the West Coast, the one and only Burt Backman from Slab Barbecue in LA. Burt, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Give me a quick little break from the pit that has been beating me up.
That's it. This is all part of the job. And yep. You think about the work that you do on the pit, creating great barbecue. It is one of the toughest disciplines to do in the world of cuisine. But also marketing is a big part of it now, too. And this is it, too, where you're seeing people that not only make great barbecue, but you guys are some of those stars. So on the promotion side, it's something you got to do.
It's something we got to do. You're talking about the labor that goes into it. It's actually, I refer to it as an endurance sport. when you find yourself in the middle of the night, really at your lowest fatigue level. So it's really amazing. But, you know, to be able to do something like this and be part of such a part of the fabric of America, of this American cuisine, it's amazing. It's an honor.
Burt, when you said be part of, you know what I thought the word you might say is maybe community. Talk a little bit about the difference between the barbecue community, the camaraderie they have. It's almost like a fraternal organization where everybody's either got each other's backs, supports each other with causes. I mean, it's like no other thing. There are people out there that make pizzas. There are people that make hamburgers. It's not the same as barbecue.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have friends in various cuisines, and I don't think that I see the same support and camaraderie as you see in barbecue. We all, you know, I think for the most part, people don't keep any secrets. We encourage each other. Just for example, right here in Chicago, I'm looking to my neighbors on the left, Truth Barbecue. I'm looking to my neighbors on the right, Leroy and Lewis. You know, we learn from each other. We inspire each other. It's an amazing sandbox to be in, and you know, it is definitely a community. I've done events where I needed support. I knew somebody is great with chicken wings. They helped me out.
Yep.
Ribs, whatever it is. Whatever it is, there's plenty of support.
When it comes to the support, the fans support the barbecue pitmasters in a way that they probably wouldn't in other restaurants or other types of cuisine, where they will wait out for hours in advance, waiting till you guys get sold out. They will go to places like Trudy's, right, where it's sort of this underground thing. They're waiting for the secret password. They want to get in on that stuff. Talk a little bit about that. Just the fact that not only, you know, when an event comes back, and you guys are the first event coming back for Chicago, the first big festival that's here, that's
amazing.
That is Windy City Smokeout. But talk about just the hoops that people will jump through to kind of reward you guys for all that work.
Well, look, you know, barbecue is something. It's a multi-sensory experience, and you know the support that you're getting. You know, people being, that's a big part of that puzzle. You know, like we talked about earlier, the fatigue, the what you go through, the endurance sport. But when you see people coming in, enjoying your food, you know, high fives, just that's like the missing piece. That's a final piece in this puzzle of barbecue. And, you know, it's a thrill. And like, you know, when we were doing Trudy's Underground Barbecue in LA, it was a whole thing. You know, it was a chase. It was you had to find it.
Right.
You know, I remember the LA Times came out with a story and it said the chase is over, you know, and they because they were looking for it. I had my own friends who didn't know that it was me, but they knew there was a guy in LA doing underground barbecue and brisket, and they knew that I loved it. And they said, Burt, there's a guy in Studio City doing underground barbecue. We got to find them.
Right.
I said, yeah, we got to. And I didn't tell them it was me. I never never mixed it.
You mentioned LA. We've had Jonathan Golden. Of course, he has passed away, but he was one of those guys that helped celebrate the diversity of cuisine that may not be, I don't know, as front and center or people are aware of when it comes to LA. Talk a little bit about the food scene. When it comes to barbecue, people talk about regions, you know, the Texas and the Memphis and the Carolina.
Absolutely.
Talk about the LA scene, the barbecue, and how you're helping to kind of bring that to the forefront.
Absolutely. Well, I won't take the credit myself. There's a group of us, and you know, we found it to be something that's missing. That's something that Jonathan Gold as well, who said You know, he loved barbecue. I remember sitting in my backyard after one of these Trudy, you know, events that I was doing, and I see I got a message from him on Instagram asking me that he wanted to come. I remember freaking out, and I never responded to his message. I didn't know what to do. I was scared I would respond, and the whole thing would blow up.
Oh my gosh!
But you know, it's quite a thrill. I got distracted with the Jonathan Gold story. But you know, LA is definitely defining its own voice in barbecue. Of course, many of us are emulating what the boys are doing in Central Texas, the Franklins, the Leonards, the Truth Barbecue, the Snows and whatnot. But after some time, under the LA sun, we are going to develop our own regional voice. It could be in the sauce. It could be in the product. I always say, happy cows, you know, as you know, happy cows come from California. That's what they say. So there's no reason California can't have a happy barbecue. We have amazing weather. We have a great energy. We have great produce. We have the wine. We have the grapes. It's going to develop. We're going to have our own barbecue.
When it comes to the food world and the fine dining, at least the accolades that can get on there, you mentioned Jonathan Gold. He reminds me of when I was in Aspen and Roy Choi won for Koji Barbecue. He was out with Food & Wine Best New Chefs, right? Yep. And then you've got James Beard Award winners like Rodney Scott here.
Yep.
What are your thoughts as far as that? Because barbecue's always had fans, always been loved, but now it's really getting, I think, the respect it deserves.
It is, you know, because a lot of times people looked at barbecue as just some schmoes flipping burgers, making some steaks in the backyard. But when you get into it and you see the kind of effort that goes into it, the talent that it takes, you know, you have to become one with your brisket. You have to become one with the ribs. It's not like pastry where you're following a precise, or some other dishes where you're following a precise method, a precise recipe. We are following the same basics when you're cooking a brisket, for instance. Bring it to a certain temperature, wrap it at a certain temperature, pull it out at a certain temperature. But it's how you get to that temperature. How do you wrap it? How do you rest it? What do you do? There's so many things. And that's the relationship that each cook, each chef develops with their process.
It's the journey. It's the adventure of the cook. Let the listeners know we're talking with Bert Backman. He is the one and only guy behind Slab Barbecue out in L.A. in Chicago. The journey has brought him here. So let's talk a little bit about your thoughts on Chicago and being here for this event.
Chicago, first of all, is a beautiful, I can't emphasize enough what a beautiful city this is. I had my flirtations with Chicago in the past, growing up, obviously being a huge Chicago Bulls fan, being a Michael Jordan fan. We're here at the home of the Chicago Bulls.
In the shadow of the United Center.
I'm in the shadow, in the spirit of Michael Jordan. Growing up in the 90s, a kid, obviously, Chicago was always a place that I wanted to go to. Wrigley Field, obviously, is I mean, how America can it get more
right?
than that? One of the classic old ladies to go to see. So Wrigley Field was always a bucket for me. The steakhouse culture in Chicago is always something that inspired me, something that drew me. The architecture, the history of the city is tremendous.
So, and Bert, what was it? Was it the weather? That was maybe like that's the deal breaker.
No, you know what? We got to L.A. and we were in L.A. and my roots are in L.A. But, you know, I was driving around and I'm looking at the river and I'm looking at the buildings. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I got to come here. My wife, my kids would love this place. I got to bring them over here. And, you know, when I was here in 2019, I landed for the last event, this last Windy City. I landed in Chicago and I got news that my grandmother passed away, my number one lady, my ace. Passed away. And you know what, I didn't bring it up. It was such an overwhelming thing, and I had to really be here in Chicago for the entire weekend. I didn't bring it up of what happened. I didn't even get a chance to cry properly. I didn't even get a chance to mourn. I got into brisket. Brisket gave me some comfort. We were cooking barbecue. I was with my friends. And then when I got home, you know, I got to cry a little bit. So I was associated with that, and I wanted to come back and do it for her, do it for myself, be able to focus on it. But Chicago is a gem, and I admire the people, the spirit that people have here.
And you are back, and you are here, but you are not alone. You are here not only with your barbecue family, so many other pit masters from around the country, but also tens of thousands of fans who are going to be here as well. So, Bert, as you
Some
are
of
here,
my best friends.
You did not come alone. What did you bring with you? What are people going to taste from a Slab here this weekend?
We are bringing some of that California sun with us. And when you think about California barbecue, first that many think about is tri-tip. And of course, many people here are doing pulled pork and brisket and whatnot. I'm doing some beef ribs, which is a beautiful cut, just beautiful bones. People love it. Just a big hunk of meat with some bones and some tri-tip. Some tri-tip. That's at Northern California, Central Coast, California energy over here. And in honor of my poor wife who missed this event, is not with us. She's from Argentina, and one of her favorite things that I make is this chimichurri sauce, little super garlicky chimichurri sauce. And, you know, we're in Chicago, and that you guys have this jardinier condiment. What would you call it? A condiment?
I guess you would call it a condiment.
A condiment.
A staple, a tradition.
So I made some a couple years ago that's been fermenting for a couple years, and I took that jardinier and mixed it into the chimichurri. So you got this Argentina chimichurri with this three-year fermented jardinier, and we're putting that on our meats. We had some coleslaw, but unfortunately the health department asked us to get rid of it. So c'est la vie. So it's chimichurri, tri-tip, beef ribs, some hugs. We offer kisses, whatever.
Nice.
But it's a good time, you know. We're having a good time with it, and you know it's beautiful, and it's a good day of barbecue.
It's great to have you here along with all of those things, plus that homage to Chicago, which a tip of the cap. I think that people will appreciate when the smoke clears and as we let you go. For the people that can't be here with you or are here with you and then have to get out and see you in Los Angeles, what's the website and then social media-wise to keep up with your adventures?
You know, you can find us on Instagram at Slab. That's it, S-L-A-B. We're slabbarbecue.com. But Instagram, Slab, find us. You can find me, Bert Backman. But find us, come by, say hello. We're not out here to be better than anybody. We're just here to continue the spirit of barbecue.
Just all celebrating together, and you can do that along with Bert Backman from Slab right here, Windy City Smoke Up. Bert, thanks so much for what you're doing, for being here.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Chicago. We love it. Woo. This is amazing.
Thank you, Bert.
I'm going back to Cali, rising, surprising, advising, realizing.